about if it's a milk cow? Is there anything you would say about a milk cow that's going to have a calf?
Well, we call it a milk cow. That's all I know about it. Yeah. Now she's a milk cow.
And, see, what about a female horse?
Female horse, a mare.
A mare? Mm-hmm. And the things that you put on a horse's feet to protect
shoe.
Them? And what's a game that you play with?
What?
What's a game that you play with those things?
What kind of game with a play?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now, just say for game, you can play cards.
I mean, with the thing that you, with the shoe for the horsey.
Oh, the thing with shoe for the horses. Now, they use a knife to trim itself and then and shape it. And then they put the shoe on and they use nails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, horseshoe nails. You see, now that's a nail with a square head and it's flat. And the point is real sharp. And you drive that nail through the edge of his heart and then bend it off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you ever play a game with the shoes?
Well,
pitching
no, I know the stick of a stick, you know, and I don't know what you would call that. But you got to ring it. You got to throw it over that stall. And if you get it to stick on the stall, well then you made it. But if you throw it and miss it, well you lose. You follow the through. I don't know what you call that game. I would say a horseshoe game is all I could say.
You got some road work down there?
Oh, yes, they did. Yeah, I don't know whether they've been back around in there, but they've been grading somewhere. Some little piece of road down in there, they were grading up.
What did you call the parts of the horse's foot where you put the shoes?
Well, you call his feet, some say the hoof.
The hoof?
Yeah. And that piece in the middle of the foot is the frog.
Frog?
Yeah, there's a little V-shaped thing in the middle. Now that's the tender part of its feet. And sometimes that cripple the horse, if you let it go on there too long and get too deep, the horse commences to limp. But then you strip off the end of it and trim it down that the hoof on the outside would catch the weight and not the frog.
Mm-hmm. If you don't know how to ride, you say, I've never, what?
Rode a horse.
And if that happened and you got on the horse and you couldn't stay on, you say, well, I fell.
You threw me off.
And if a child went to sleep in bed and he woke up on the floor, he'd say, well, I must have
rolled off the bed. Yeah.
See, do you know a name for the male sheep?
No, sir, I don't know anything much about sheeps.
Mm-hmm.
No, old man Big I have a lot of them here, but I don't know anything about sheeps. All I know is the nanny goat sheep and the billy. That's all I know about sheep.
What's the stuff that you get off the sheep's back and make clothes out of?
Yeah.
The stuff you make clothes out of from the sheep?
Oh, the wool.
And
you shave.
Know what the insects are that get into wool clothes and eat holes in them?
Well, I know sheep wool. Yeah.
Never had to worry about those insects?
No, sir.
What about the hairs on a hog's back? What do you call that?
Hair on a horse's back?
Hog.
A hair on a hog? We call it the hide. Well, I know you take the head off, you're right on the hog, right to the skin, which is the hide.
Yeah, do you have a name for the hair?
Hog hair, that's
just
all.
Hair. What about the big teeth that the hogs have?
The big piece of the hog?
Big teeth.
Big teeth? Now, the tush.
Tush?
Yeah. Call that the tush. That grows longer than any. You take those males, you see them sticking up.